The next generation of the Internet got a boost from three companies that will contribute an ultra-fast data pipeline and some of the needed network equipment. We will end the days when the World Wide Web was known by some as the World Wide Wait, said Vice President Al Gore. Let me get this straight. New ultra-fast Internet gets boost. We need an ultra-fast Internet now? Wasn't fast enough? The next generation of the Internet got a boost. We're going to end the days when the World Wide Web is known by some as the World Wide Wait. Were people complaining about the speed of the Internet? Who was complaining? Information now moving faster than information has ever moved in the history of civilization, and some folks were complaining that it wasn't fast enough? What a spoiled lot we all are. The World Wide Wait? That's what people were calling it? Is Al Gore making that up? Or is it true that millions around the globe were thoroughly unsatisfied with the speed of the information they were getting? If so, all I can say is, holy buckets! These must be the same folks who bang on a microwave screaming, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, when they want their ravioli reheated. Come on, come on, come on, come on. When is this technology going to give me a machine that heats my meal in less than 30 seconds? Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm tired of waiting. Folks, a very great man once said, there has to be more to life than speeding it up. Not for some, apparently. For some, everything. Everything would be better if it just moved faster. These folks are out there tonight, no doubt wishing for a speedy death. Racing through life. Racing through life onto the mortuary and fully decomposed in seconds flat. That's a good run. That was a good life. Did you see how fast he did that, Johnny? Yeah, just raced through his life to the morgue. Boom, slap, boom, boom, autopsy, boom, dead, decomposed. Golly, that was brilliant. On Sundays after church, when they're sitting on their porch, swigging the lemonade, the porch swing is just moving back and forth, 90 miles an hour, just back and forth. back and forth they ride. Approximately 11 seconds on the swing, 11 seconds, and then they rise and say, that was relaxing. Now on to the Sunday paper and a chance to practice my Evelyn Wood speed reading course before racing back to rake the backyard. Wait a minute, rake the backyard? No more, people. I use a blower, and I blast every leaf into the alley with one mighty explosion of air. Then it's off to the hammock for a little power nap. Fully rested, feeling good. Gotta catch the movie of the week. Uh-oh, I'll have my wife tape it. She'll remove the commercials, and we can play it back later in the evening at high speed. Quick meal, I'm starved. I'll order from Domino's and meet the driver halfway. Then I'll get the pizza, and while I wait in the car and have it washed, I'll file my taxes. I'll end my night with the Internet. Yeah. Something that positively bored me before they sped it up and gave me less downtime. Americans are all looking for less downtime.